Okay, Alex, I have to ask the question everyone who followed part one and part two is thinking. What actually happened to our domain LLM project? We wrote the why, we wrote the where, and then it went quiet.
Yeah, it has been a while since those first two articles. Maya, but here's the thing. We were not sitting still. We were heads down, building something genuinely exciting. And today, we finally get to walk through it.
And not only that?
Not only that. We have some news about our next episode that we will reveal at the very end, so stick around for that.
Quick recap for anyone just joining. Part one was the why. Why would an enterprise build its own language model instead of just calling a frontier model?
And the framing that stuck was the pluribus analogy. In the show, humanity merges into one shared mind. Everyone knows everything, but the character Carol pushes back, because when everybody thinks together, nobody thinks for themselves. Foundation models are a bit like that hive mind. One model, trained on almost everything, wearing one face for every user. The cost is depth. Breadth gets traded for specialization.
And the numbers backed it up. A small 7 billion parameter model, fine-tuned on a bounded domain, hit 95% accuracy on a 62-scenario evaluation suite. Near zero hallucinations.
In the first article, we discussed the $15 a training run. And it is not a fluke. A distilled 7 billion model scored 92.8% on a hard math benchmark, where a frontier model managed 74.6. Scale is not destiny.
Then part two was the where. Which industry is actually worth this effort? And the answer was hospitality.
That time, we built a five-dimension domain fitness framework, and hospitality scored 24 out of 25. Proprietary terminology, brand voice, fragmented data, all the things a generic model flattens. As you put it, when your AI speaks to a guest, it should sound like your brand, not like a language model.
So if part one was the why and part two was the where, this episode is the how. But here is what I keep thinking about. Building one fine-tuned model is hard enough. Running the whole life cycle over and over sounds like chaos.
That is exactly the problem. Think about everything it takes. You curate the data, you score it, you sweep hyperparameters, you train on SageMaker, you register the model, you deploy it to Bedrock, you evaluate it, and then you do it all again for the next version. Normally, that is console hopping across a dozen AWS screens, held together with glue scripts.
And every one of those handoffs is a place to lose track of what produced what.
Right. Which is why you need a single place to run it all. Something like a command center.
And that is what Abhijit built.
The LLM Command Center Portal. One console for the entire domain LLM lifecycle. Fine-tune, train, evaluate, deploy. All from one place. Let us walk through it. The running example is Zenith Stays. A reference hotel brand by Abhijit, but watch the method, not the hotel brand. Welcome to the LLM Command Center, a single place to build and run domain-specific language models end-to-end.
This is where you fine-tune a model for your own domain, run the training pipelines on SageMaker, and manage the whole life cycle from one console. No console hopping, no glue scripts. Let us jump in.
First, the chat. This is where you put a frontier model head-to-head with your fine-tuned model live on the very same question. We pick the frontier model, Claude Sonnet, give both sides the same retrieval and the same tools, and hit compare.
On the left, the frontier model returns a long, detailed answer. On the right, our fine-tuned model comes back tight, on brand, and exactly to the point it was trained for.
And look underneath each one, real operational numbers. Latency, cost per query, retrieval chunks pulled, live tools called. That is your proof. The small fine-tuned model holds its own against the frontier at a fraction of the cost.
So how does that fine-tuned model actually get built?
This is the pipeline, a SageMaker MLOps workflow. Here is one completed run flowing through every stage. Data prep, training, merging the adapter into the base model. Registering, deploying, and evaluation. Once it clears the quality gate, the model is promoted to serve live traffic. Automated, repeatable, fully auditable. Everything is driven from the admin command center, and the view I care about most is observe. This is model performance on a clean 0 to 100 scale.
Right now, it is 10 scenarios across two hospitality domains, and it scales straight to 47. So this is a living, growing benchmark.
Every axis on this radar is a quality dimension. Factual accuracy, calculation, SOP compliance, tool use, brand voice, safety, whatever matters in your industry. And here's the head-to-head, the Frontier Claude model, the base Quen 3, and our fine-tuned Quen 3.
And the story jumps right off the chart. The fine-tuned model performs on par with the Frontier across most dimensions, and on a few, it pulls ahead.
Now cost, and we keep this honest. Reference estimates, understated assumptions, not a single flashy headline. And the heat map breaks it down by subdomain, front desk versus revenue, against every dimension.
Watch this. Empathy and revenue is only 60. That red cell is not a problem. It is a signal, telling you exactly where to strengthen your next round of fine-tuning data. And all of it starts with data.
Here you manage data versions. Spin up a brand new one, or branch from an existing version as your base. We are on version 3, the latest curated hospitality dataset, about 5,500 rows, and the one in service.
Let us peek inside. Each example is a structured record. Domain, persona, property, complexity, and the method used to generate it.
You can add examples by hand with the structured editor, or generate them with AI assistance from a seed prompt. And the part most teams want, simply upload your own curated data as a JSONL file. No AWS console required. Before you train on a dataset, you score it. Quality scoring runs over a version and grades it. Average brand markers, diversity, and an overall pass rate against the schema.
You can see domain distribution and brand marker coverage at a glance. Strong front desk coverage explains strong front desk scores. Quality in, quality out.
Lineage ties it all together. For version 3, you can trace exactly how the dataset was composed. Seeds, self-instruct, evil instruct, and tool traces merging into over 5,000 records.
Then how it splits. 70% for training, 15% for validation, 15% for test. Feeding the QLORA fine-tuning. So you always know precisely which data produced a given model. Now, hyperparameters, because the right combination makes a real difference.
The platform runs a hyperparameter sweep, training several combinations at once, each starting from the base model. Here we have 6 configs, handpicked from experience, with one active by default. You select the sweeps, click run, and depending on your GPU capacity, they run in parallel or in series.
Then the platform compares evaluation loss and crowns the best. That winning config flows straight into training.
That feeds the train view. Here's the sweep leaderboard. Ranked by evaluation loss, the conservative config came out on top. Drill into individual runs and the timeline. And when you are ready, Run Training launches a fresh job against your chosen data version and the winning hyperparameters.
Once training finishes, the model lands in the registry. You approve or reject each one on its evaluation. Version 9 is approved and currently serving.
Deploy shows exactly what is live. The fine-tuned endpoint in service on a single G5 instance served through a DJL VLLM container. Your production surface at a glance. And Evaluate closes the loop. On a 100-point scale, Frontier Claude, 94.1. The base, Quen 3, 83.9. And our fine-tuned model, 95.1.
The fine-tune does not just match the frontier here, it edges past it. You can rerun against any frontier model anytime. That is the full loop. Data, tuning, evaluation, deployment in one platform. Okay, that is a lot of platform. Chat comparison, the pipeline, observability, training, evaluation, all in one place. But what stood out to you?
Honestly, everything in that demo only works because of one thing underneath it, the data. You can have the best pipeline in the world, but a fine tune is only as good as the curated examples it learns from. That was the hardest part of the whole project.
The part where initially Abhijit found 77% of the training data was duplicated in the first attempt?
That kind of thing. Curation beats volume every time, and it was so critical that Abhijit did not do it alone. His friend and colleague Bharat jumped in to help build the curated hospitality dataset, over 5,000 records, held to a real quality bar. It indeed took some time to curate the data on the reference hotel brand.
Now, I know what people are going to ask. Can I try this myself?
So, the portal itself is still under development, not public yet. But the complete cycle, the part that actually teaches you the method, is open source. It is a hands-on lab built as Jupyter Notebooks, released on AWS samples.
And what do you actually get in it?
You clone it, run the notebooks in your own AWS account, and point it at your own domain. From data prep to a QLORA fine-tune, to the exact 3-config evaluation you just saw, step by step. The link is on screen, github.com, AWS samples, sample industry LNMLOps.
And that is the thing. For our next episode, we are not just talking about this from the outside.
Abhijit and Bharat are joining us. We're going to ask them directly, what was it like to build this platform and this model end to end? And Bharat is going to take the mic on the data, how he sourced it, structured it, the quality bar he held, and the traps that quietly degrade a fine tune.
If this episode showed you the platform, the next one shows you the craft. Straight from the people who built it and the data that taught it.
That is it for this episode of Agentic Coders. We will see you in the next one.
See you next time.